Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bring that funk, baby. Bring that funk. Back in on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likensall with you today. Mac, what do you think about this? Building a parlay for tonight. Ja'Marr Chase receptions. DK Metcalf.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full-body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yards. Like it. Okay. Jaylen Warren anytime.
He could have said anything there and you would have said like it.
So let me explain the game. Let me explain my logic. I believe DK's over-under on yards is like 66.5, right? We know what his favorite route is. It's the go. And Rodgers is going to throw it to him at least twice in this game. All he's got to do is connect once. And it's going to go for at least 40 yards, would be my theory.
He's quietly had a great season.
Yeah, flex option, baby. How you doing? And then Ja'Marr Chase, I mean, Flacco's going to get pressured all night from TJ Watt. He's going to throw it quick, and Ja'Marr Chase is going to run across the middle of the field. Ja'Marr Chase is going to get 11 to 14 targets tonight. I would think that he could catch at least six of those.
And that's what it is, six?
I believe it's 6.5.
Okay.
Or it depends on what happens in the game. If Jamar Chase quits like midway through, if Pittsburgh's beating him pretty bad too, you got to factor that in. He's a quitter. He'll go out there and cash it in halfway through. So you have to factor, I think, that kind of stuff in as well, who these guys are and what happens if things go south. Are they going to be continuing to fight for the end for their team? And the answer to that question with anybody on Cincinnati at this point in time is probably a no.
Jamar Chase is 7.5.
Yeah, that's too much. You got to take the under on that one. Yeah.
Under. Yeah. DK Metcalf's is 4.5, and it's plus 100, and his yards is 62.5.
Yeah, that seems...
DK average seems too good to be true.
What am I missing?
Yeah, well, DK averages 3.8 receptions a game.
Yeah. He's right at it.
Yeah. So he's right at that number.
That's what I'm saying. They only do the over the top.
Yep.
He had the 80-yarder in London, and then he had, like, I think, 45 or 50-yarder in this pass.
Is this game in Pittsburgh or Cincinnati tonight?
I think it's
at
in
Cincinnati.
Oh, it's at Cincinnati. It's at Cincinnati. Okay. So we can't complain about the field conditions in Pittsburgh. Our guy Littlefinger. Not complaining about the field surface there. So maybe the field surface in Cincinnati, it's fake. Maybe you can run down the field a little bit more and have DK Metcalf open deep a couple of more times. In that game, I just feel like I'm actually genuinely excited about this game tonight because I'm interested. I haven't watched Aaron Rodgers all year. I have not watched any Pittsburgh Steeler football all year. Just for whatever reason, it hasn't worked into my schedule or wherever the case may be. And I'm interested to see him tonight. I'm also very interested to see Joe Flacco tonight. This is what's his second game now with Cincinnati, coming off a Sunday game. Now he's turning around on a Thursday night. Tomlin's had some stuff to say about this one. It's a divisional game. I think this can be a very intriguing game. I think this is going to be a fun football game tonight. Pretty much, when I watch AFC North games, I always feel like they're going to be fun games. They got great colors, great uniforms, great rivalries, the whole nine yards.
History.
Yeah, it's always like, feels like it's snow and cold. It's like old school football, right? I like the AFC North. So I'm actually excited about this game tonight and really excited to see which old dude performs better. Is it going to be Is it going to be Rodgers or is it going to be Flacco out there performing better? And if Flacco goes out there and performs well, then Cleveland's going to start talking too. Like, you got rid of the only quarterback that's capable of throwing the ball downfield. What were you thinking for, a fourth round draft pick or whatever it was that they got back from Cincinnati? So I think tonight's game is really intriguing. I'm excited about this one.
This screams like 16-12.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah, it does.
Is classic AFC North.
Yep.
Just bet the under.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you bet the under on everything in this game.
Also, I agree. It's always icy. It's like probably 60 degrees in Cincinnati. Tonight, it's going to be snowing.
Yeah.
Just because it's the game.
Yeah.
It just happens.
It'll just be like that.
Yes. Yep.
I'm interested to see if we get another week in a row where Andy Reid is true to his word. And what I mean by that is, we heard the audio a couple weeks ago about how he was going to talk to Juwan, like it's being addressed, right? It's noteworthy, and I've made, decisions on what he said he's going to do. He's going to talk to Juwan about it. Played pretty clean football since then. The other one was, we need to score more points. And that, I believe, was after the game to Jacksonville where they put up 28. This past week, we saw the tweet from Sam McDowell where 86 times Andy Reid has been fourth and three or shorter in the first half, and 86 times he has decided to kick the field goal. And he didn't do that in this last game against the Lions. In fact, he went for it three times in the first half, something he's never done. Now,
if that doesn't show you the non-reliance on the kicker, I don't know what does.
Now, we can put in some points that maybe debunk that he's doing it because he wants to or because he should, because Detroit had a 10-minute drive. Butker missed the extra point, and Dan Campbell ain't going to kick.
That's right.
Unless he literally is on the other side of the 50, and even then, we don't know. And so there's that sort of message, but then there's also the message of maybe he does want to score more. Maybe we are seeing Andy Reid, who has quietly throughout his career adjusted to what the league is now. Now, he got Mahomes at the right time when everything became spread and four wide, five wide, trips right, trips left, whatever it may be. It's a passing league, and he got the guy that could break the code. That's awesome. But he's adjusted throughout that, right? Got a speedy guy, got a big, strong guy on his wide receivers. Not big, strong guy, but more of a big-bodied receiver in Rashee Rice.
Mm-hmm. He's a big guy, yeah. He is, right? Yeah.
And then you look, I mean, basically the same size as Ja'Marr Chase, and we think Ja'Marr Chase is huge. Right. I think Ja'Marr Chase is like 6'1", 210.
Ja'Marr Chase, I picture, is like 6'4", 6'5", right? But he's not.
Yeah, yeah, not at all. Yeah. And so now he's saying we got to score more points. Now, a lot of you out there can say he's doing that because he doesn't trust his kicker, but a lot of it is maybe he trusts his offense, and maybe he now knows the name of the game where talent has gotten better, where you can't go into halftime being up 28-10 and be like, all right, let's relax. Let's just stay focused. Let's not turn the ball over. Let's take time off the clock. Because when you do that, other teams now have the ability to score quickly. Mm-hmm. They can do that. And we saw that last week. We need to score more points. Three times he went for it on fourth down in the first half and never had done that in 86 attempts, had always kicked the field goal, and then he went for it three times on fourth down the first half. Nothing he's ever done before, and now you've got Rashee Rice back with Worthy and Brown and Kelsey and yada, yada, yada. And
they may cut the punter. I mean, save the roster spot, right?
I mean, I'm interested to see, because if this game does go the way that I think it could go and be 21-3 at halftime, do we see 42-6? Do we see 49-14.
You say, does he quote unquote run up the score? Which I don't believe it takes place in the NFL running up the score, but you're right. Keep the foot on the pedal, right? Yeah. Just keep going and going and going and
or
don't turn this thing over
to
Gardner Minshew.
38-10 and you're like, all right. Yeah. Like
all right, let me ask you guys this, because I've been wrestling with this myself over the last couple of years. What do you guys think is a safe lead now in the NFL? For a long time, I thought a 10-point lead was a pretty safe lead in the NFL, right? It is no longer. It is no longer a safe lead. 14 to me isn't even a safe lead now in the NFL. I think for my money, and you guys can agree or disagree, I don't know where you fall on this, and text line as well, I think a three-possession game now is a safe, and I use the word safe in air quotes a little bit, lead in the NFL, because no lead is really safe in this league. But I feel like if you're up 17 or more, then you have yourself that kind of cushion where you can kind of sit back and relax a little bit.
I don't even think you
have
that.
Maybe it's not even
at
17.
Ask the Rams about that against Philadelphia.
I know, right? Yeah, I mean, yeah.
They were upset, what, 28-6?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was it.
And Philadelphia came back and won?
Yeah.
And covered?
Yeah, ask Philadelphia about Denver, though, too. I mean, you know, like there are certain situations where you think 17 is good when it's not a good lead. That's why I hate those early drives that, you know, you get two drives and you stall out at the 10 and you're up 6-0. Like, those kind of leads, those aren't real leads in the NFL. Right. So you've got to score points now in this league. And the going for it on fourth down is great, because who are you going to trust more, Patrick Mahomes or any kicker, right?
Well, I mean, I also love it because it makes you relax on third down.
It does.
Like if it's third and 10, you're like, oh, I got to get 11 yards. No, you don't.
No.
You got to get 8. You got to get 9.
Yep. 5. And you know, now you got 4th and 5, and you can go for it again, run the same damn play, get another 5 yards. But I think Andy Reid has always been, to kind of pick up on your point, an innovator. I think he's been one of the greatest innovators and changers that this league has seen. Mm-hmm. He's in his 60s, and he's still making changes and acting like it's all new to him. And I love that, because, you know, when he came in to the NFL, or not came into the NFL, when he came to Kansas City, he brought that guy Chris Ault to learn the spread offense. And mm-hmm. one of the things that Andy Reid had said years ago that I remember very vividly was, he goes, we're not going to put our quarterback under center anymore in the NFL. He was one of the first guys to go in that pistol formation, right? You saw a lot of that with Donovan McNabb and some of these other guys. And the reason Andy said he was going with that in the NFL when nobody else was, he goes, because all these kids in college are doing it. They just spent 4 years in that pistol formation in college. Why am I going to say, after 4 years of work, something that you do effectively that got you to the NFL, why am I going to make you change from what you do so good that got you to this league? Why am I going to make you change? I'm the coach. I need to adjust to you. And it's easier for the coach to adjust to the player than it is for that player to have to change everything that he's done for the last 4 years. And I remember hearing that about Andy Reid, and I'm like, that's interesting. And ever since then, I've always kept that in the back of my mind. So when stuff like this always comes up, you're like, yeah, Andy Reid's always been an innovator and somebody who was doing things differently and willing to change. People see Andy Reid and they think, oh, he's just, you know, he's been around forever. He's just going to do it his way. Far from the truth, man. Andy Reid is always looking to do new and adjust and bring in new ideas. I think it's great.
Someone here who is always with us on Wednesday is Ben Maller. We get into him next. And
what?
I don't know what I just said.
You are really having a week.
What the hell was that? We'll get to him next, and we'll get to one word. I'm going to take the day. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karloftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Well, I'll tell you, my friends. It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by our friends at The Landing in Liberty, where you can get the Ben Maller chicken tenders.
That's right.
Easy enough for me to say, Ben, sorry about that, but they are delicious, and so are the Kansas City Chiefs right now, aren't they? Aren't they the most delicious team in the AFC?
Well, they're feeding the controversy, and the Ben Maller chicken fingers and the pretzel. Don't forget your pretzel. You got to combine those two things together for what I think is the definitive, authentic Kansas City meal. You know, people talk about barbecue, but no, that at The Landing, that's where it's at. But yeah, the Chiefs are great because the conspiracy theory crowd is having a field day. What are you doing? They're not even hiding it. They're a perfect game in the NFL. I always thought the officials had to call penalties to justify how much the NFL spends on their travel to get to the games and the hotel and all that stuff. So it's wild, and the studies that are out that have been bouncing around about what happened. But yeah, the Chiefs are definitely, after what happened in Jacksonville, that debacle where they should have, could have won the game and they were caught napping, it was a nice feel-good story. Because on your show last week, Bob and Dusty, you asked me who the top – I think it was Dusty asked who my top team in the NFL was, and it was the Lions. They were playing better than anyone else. And now I've determined no one is any good in the NFL. They're all mediocre. That's my new take. I'm dying on that mountain.
Well, I said that last week. I said, I feel like the NFL is kind of just meh right now. Like, there's nobody emerging that's really good. I'm not a Buffalo believer. Detroit, I think, is really good. Philadelphia is dissipating. Look, the Chiefs are getting hot at the right time. They get Rashi Rice back this week, and who knows what's going to happen from here on out with the rest of the league. But the Chiefs are set up pretty damn good to make another run at this thing.
Well, they're set up good because everyone else, it's like, as long as everyone else stinks or is mediocre, you're in good shape, right? You're in solid shape. And then you say, if they were 3-3, if we had done the, you know, go back in the hot tub time machine to before the season, say, well, the Chiefs are going to be 3-3 to start the year, you'd be like, oh my, they're in trouble. But like the other, as we've talked about, the other top teams in the AFC, the teams that were supposed to be good, like Baltimore's terrible. Cincinnati thought, everyone thought Joe Burrow was going to be amazing. He might have been. He's not playing. He's out, right? So they're done at this point with Joe Flacco, and like Pittsburgh's old. Yeah, there's so many flaws with these teams. I saw Indianapolis in person a couple weeks back. I thought they were okay. I thought they were like a 9 or 10-win team. I don't think they're much better than that. And right now they're the top seed in the AFC. So there's a lot of blah going on. A lot of blah.
Do you think you could throw further than both these quarterbacks? I kid. You look at the NFL and you look at how, and I'm interested from your perspective, because here we are again talking about how we find the flaws in this system. There are a bunch of blah teams. There are a bunch of crap teams. There's about 5 good teams, but yet they're doing better numbers than they've ever done before. And yet here we are talking about it. And what drives it? People hating the Chiefs, people thinking the refs are in on the Chiefs. Now Dan Campbell's not getting the right answer from the referee. Actually, New York called it. F that. California actually said it wasn't a rule change, shouldn't have been a rule change. But yeah, I think that's what's so great about the NFL is that do the teams matter or do the storylines matter?
Yeah, well, they only play once a week, right? That's the secret sauce. You can watch every game. You can't watch every basketball game. You can't watch every hockey game or baseball game because you'd have no life if you watched every single regular season baseball game and all that stuff. So that's the obvious thing. And yeah, it's the soap opera, right? So that was the old argument. It's the male soap opera, right? We got the drama, the coach who's a schmuck, the players that don't like each other, you know, all of this stuff, all of the whining, the blaming, the excuses that make it what it is every day. Like, this is just did the overnight show Wednesday into Thursday and got done a little while ago, and we had nothing but NFL drama with, for example, Mike Vrabel going back to Tennessee. They're not going to have a tribute video for the former coach. You know, this is the kind of a story that's an NFL drama story that we talk about during the week. So there's a ton of those every single day. There's more than we can possibly get to from the NFL. And that's what it's all about. It's a bunch of prima donnas, drama queens all mixed together and play to the cameras. You got self-absorbed players who are unhappy. We get to read body language. I love reading body language. I love that. It's one of my favorite things to do because you can come up with almost any answer you want based on the body language. It's wonderful. And everything's a Greek tragedy. You know the drill.
Yeah, but also, too, one of the great Greek tragedies is going on right now. And you mentioned, like, you know, bad coaches and bad quarterbacks. This Miami situation, man. I feel like Tua is going to be out before the head coach is out now down in Miami.
Yeah, there's going to be there should be a scrub-a-dub-dub with Miami. So this is next level embarrassing. So Tua, as you, I'm sure you've talked about, everyone's seen it. He's threw three interceptions against the Chargers. He then calls out his teammates for not showing up to meetings. The media is like, they're not showing up. The people around the Dolphins are saying, yeah, Tua's right. He then is forced to apologize. And then he's like somehow blamed the media. And then the coach is like, I think he's drinking like coffee. He's more worried about a podcast. Like the whole thing's a hot mess there with the Dolphins. And they were supposed to be bad, and they've lived up to expectations. That's one of the few teams that has lived up to expectations this year. They were supposed to be the Dolphins, a team that wasn't very good, and there's a lot of psycho stuff going on around the Dolphins.
Yeah, it's like, what if I told you their star receiver is going to snap his leg in half, and that's not even going to be a top five story this year. No, it is crazy about Miami, but I do want to ask you, when you look at the NFL and you see like teams like the Colts, like that's probably a surprise story. I think that we can say that's like a positive surprise story, whereas like the Ravens are a negative surprise story. You didn't really think that was going to happen that way. I also want to bring this up because I saw this yesterday on FS1. How come we don't give enough shameful criticism to guys that have been together for a long amount of time, right? So what I mean is like Allen and McDermott have been together for quite some time, no ring. You look at Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh, been together for a long time, no ring. Right. And I don't know if they're like necessarily like together better apart or better together. But at what point do you draw the line and have the divorce?
Yeah. So that's for Buffalo. I feel like it's Harbaugh's got an out. He's like, well, Lamar Jackson's hurt, you know, but they were bad before Lamar Jackson got hurt. It's not like they were a good team when Lamar was playing. They had the worst defense in the NFL. That Buffalo thing.
He's also had Lamar for 7 years.
No, I know. So his argument, well, he's, you know, they've won some playoff games. They just haven't been able to get it done in the AFC Championship game or whatever. But the Buffalo thing's weird because they're moving into a new stadium next year, and McDermott's been there as like the winningest coach in Bills history, more than Marv Levy in the regular season. I believe that number, he passed Marv Levy. I believe that's accurate. So, like, are you going to fire him before the new stadium? But then if you move into the new stadium and then you fire him, that's awkward too. So it's an interesting little dance for the Buffalo Bills, how this goes. And they're right in the thick of it. They're 4-2. They look terrible against Atlanta, and they didn't look good against the Patriots. They lost that game. So there's a lot of tackling issues with the Buffalo Bills. I would say if you gave me $1,000, Dusty, and said which of those guys is more likely to be gone, I would say it's going to be McDermott in Buffalo rather than Harbaugh, because Harbaugh's got the injury thing. And either one, I think Harbaugh for sure, if he got let go, he'd get a job in like 2 minutes. Like somebody's going to hire him into. He'll immediately become a coach. If he wants to, maybe he'll go do some bad television.
Talk with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio here on 96.5 The Fan. The other drama that kind of sprouted up yesterday, which I find very intriguing, is Troy Aikman versus Caleb Williams. Who wins this one?
Yeah. So I'm going to go with Troy Aikman because we had always been told, Bob and Dusty, that these guys don't watch the games. They're playing in the games. They don't know what the broadcasters are saying. And Troy Aikman, I watched the game and I noticed it, and I usually don't notice these things. And normally I often have the games on mute because a lot of the broadcasters annoy me. To the credit of Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, they're not on my naughty list. I actually listened to them. And I did notice Aikman seemed genuinely annoyed by Caleb Williams. Like just really doesn't like the guy as a player. I don't know. I don't think it's personal because there's a big age gap there, but there's clearly something going on. But even the Bears coach, you had Ben Johnson, who's like, yeah, I didn't watch the game, but the kids watched the replay. You know, they like, used the kids as a way to bring up what Aikman had said. And this is one of the things that bothers me. First of all, I want more accurate analysis. Like, I want, if a guy's not doing well, you know, that's why we hire these ex-athletes to give us opinions. The problem is, and one of the reasons I've ripped this over the years, the jockocracy, is these guys mostly just play grab ass, and they don't say anything that is real. They hide the truth. And so Aikman, I don't think he's always done this. I think just he's been doing it for so long. I think he's at the point now where he's like, listen, I'm gonna call it like it is. And I loved it. I thought it was great. And it's Aikman wins because of the fact that the quarterback posted on social media and then also screwed up. He said could care less instead of couldn't care less. Bad job by him. He should have said couldn't care less. He said could. That is a party foul. Win goes to Troy Aikman.
Mm. Grammar police out here deciding who wins the battle. I do think it's interesting, though, because I think that they're the story that they were told, what, he was supposed to meet Troy, and then he was running late because they had ran late to practice, and then Troy didn't show up, and he waited around afterwards, called him, and got the FU button. Is that's the story, essentially, right, in a nutshell?
Yeah, that, you know, that it's the way, you know, you have to meet with the broadcasters, yeah. And apparently maybe he had a manicure. I don't know what he had going on, but he wasn't there. So it is. Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure Aikman's like, Aikman's probably like, I don't want to meet with you either, but at least I showed up on time. You know, you didn't show up. What's wrong with you? It's like, how dare you?
You don't seem to like Caleb Williams.
I don't hate him. I just not a big, he's not my top 10 or top 15 or whatever. It's, you know, he's good for talk radio. He's unique for talk radio, which is good.
Yeah. All right, Ben, before we let you go, yeah. We got the Old Man Icy Hot Bowl tonight featuring a guy who's complaining about the grass on the field versus another guy who was nowhere near this team a week ago. So what are you expecting on Thursday Night Football?
I expect ugly. I expect the Steelers. The Steelers always play down to the opponent in these primetime games. And from a gambling standpoint, I would take Cincinnati in the points. You know, Pittsburgh's the better team. I think Pittsburgh does win the game, but Pittsburgh should win this game by 10 points. They will not. It'll be a close game in the fourth quarter somehow, some way, and they'll pull it out in the end. And so the Steelers by the end of Thursday night will be 5-1, and the Bengals will be 2-5 by the end of the night. So that'll be
the end of the night. I like it. Ben, we appreciate the time. Enjoy your betting luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
There he is, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Don't forget to get the Ben Maller chicken tenders at the Landing in Liberty. Get my pretzel as well. It's a great combination at the Landing in Liberty, and Maloney will flex if you order that.
The Dusty Love Burger coming soon to a menu near you. Mac hit it.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
One word, baby. On a Friday Eve, let's get it started.
Let's get started.
This computer just decided to freeze. So I'm pulling my phone.
Yep.
So one word on computers freezing.
Awful. But you know what, Mac? I will say for this place, normal. They've been freezing for at least 20 years.
Well, when they're as old as I am,
which is older, the computer or Mac? And I would guess the computer at
the
this
Mac
point
or the
in
Mac?
Time. Yes.
My one word would be Cody. He's diabolically scheming to shut the computer down during our show.
I agree with that as well.
My one word is the tap hack is happening. Yeah. Yesterday, our cameras froze at 9 o'clock. Why? I don't know. Today, our computer freezes right when we do one word.
Cody's involved.
The tap hack.
One word, fantasy owners with Rice. 70% of Yahoo teams, Yahoo fantasy teams with Rashee Rice, are 2-4 or worse. One word on Rashee Rice owners in fantasy football.
Careful, because if you're picking Rashee Rice thinking he's going to put up a ton of numbers, you haven't been watching the Andy Reid offenses over the years. They usually don't have somebody dominate. It's a split cast out there. Everybody's going to get theirs. So if you're banking on Rashee Rice to help your fantasy league team, careful is the word that
I'll
I would
go the
use.
Opposite route, similar to what the Chiefs are doing. The Chiefs just had to survive. They had to go 3-3, get to 500, wait till your number one target gets back. And when he does, ramp him up, put up the volume, go after him. Mac, you're 2-4 in your league, right? Who's been stashed on your bench for 6 weeks?
Baby, I'm excited.
Now you have your number one wide receiver who will pair now with who's been probably a number one wide receiver. So belief, strategic, and similar would be 3-1 words that I would use for that. Because there's a lot of people excited. Now, I will say I'm a little bit with Bob. It ain't going to be every week.
No.
So don't let this week skew you one way or the other. If he has 4 for 55 and a touchdown, solid a fantasy game.
That's a good week.
Great.
Yes.
Solid game.
I'll take
solid
that.
Week. But then it might be another week where he has 10 for 96 and 2 touchdowns. And then there might be one week where he has 3 for 35 and no touchdowns.
No touchdowns. That's just the way the offense works. I mean, especially if he gets off to a great start, other teams will start taking him out of the game like they have with Travis Kelce. So we'll have to see how it plays out. That's the beauty with the Chiefs right now. From a real football standpoint, you got so many options. From a fantasy standpoint, go play with the Lions.
Yeah, there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
A lot of beauty with the Chiefs right now, including the hate, including just the whine, the tears, the crying from Detroit right now. I don't know if we'll get through the full minute and 20 seconds of this audio, but we'll try. This is from our sister station over there in Detroit talking about how Mahomes should have been flagged 4 times for a taunting penalty.
Bob's going to tell you to cut it in 20 seconds.
And he's not going to make it. So Brian Branch pulls up, okay? He pulls up because Mahomes is going to score.
Doesn't need to light him up and get a penalty.
Yeah. He pulls up and he slightly bumps him. Patrick Mahomes turns and looks at Brian Branch, spins the football at his feet, points in his face, gestures again, flexes, and runs off the field.
Okay, this
four
is ridiculous.
Taunts. Four. That's 15, 15 more, 15 more.
And deranged, and we call it Chiefs derangement syndrome. It is back with a vengeance this week. I mean, it is back with a vengeance this week. You're sitting there on a Wednesday.
Wednesday.
3 days after this game has been, you know, put to bed.
Damn near four.
Yeah, right? And you're complaining about Mahomes spinning the ball and pointing and having fun after scoring a touchdown, and he should have been flagged for this, he should have been flagged for that. You know who complains about penalties? Losers.
There's just a bunch of master hating out there going on, which sounds very... Yeah. Master haters out there. A bunch of master haters. Bunch of master hating going on. Go master hate somewhere else in private. I don't want to see that.
Men's wieners.
I mean, it's Wednesday, dude. Like, move on. Don't they have a game this week?
Rent-free.
I thought Detroit was tough.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, take on the Monaco
Motor City.
Sounds like your sports radio host. Sports radio hosts up there are not tough.
No. I was hating the refs.
They're weak. Weak hosts in Detroit blaming the referees. Unbelievable. You got beat 30-17.
Kevin O'Connell, little irritated, a little agitated at reporters
pissy
asking about.
Was the word that you described.
Yeah.
Thank you. I said getting pissy with reporters about QB1 questions.
Where do things stand as far as your starting QB for Sunday, Kevin?
They stand in the same place they did Monday when I answered that question.
Damn.
How are you handling practice in terms of reps and between
diapers? Can you type louder?
Yeah, both going to get work, both going to get reps, and very much looking forward to our whole team getting back out there.
I become more sympathetic for the coaches that have to answer these questions, you know, week in and week out. I used to be very sympathetic to the media. But if you ask the question on Monday, Tuesday's an off day in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Nothing's changing, right? It's an off day. Everybody takes their day. If he said on Monday, this is how we're going to do the quarterback situation, it's the same answer as it is on Wednesday. You don't need to ask the same question that you got the answer to on Monday. It's like whoever brought up the Jeremy Fowler thing yesterday. Like, what are we doing here?
I mean, you could just take a page out of Tomlin's book.
Great. Well, you guys were annoying me today with some of that.
One word is good. Good to see O'Connell do that. We haven't really known O'Connell to be this guy that kind of barks back, and there's no reason to ask the guy that's been great with quarterbacks to know who he's going to throw out there. He'll let you know. I promise you. Right now, what's the line from The Rock? You're on a need-to-know basis.
Yeah.
And right now, you don't need to know.
Mm-hmm. He does. Nobody needs to know. But he answered the question on Monday.
Who wants to know? Who wants to know? Are you Jimmy Ray? You ever heard that song?
I'm not.
One of the most ridiculous 90s pop songs of all time. Are you Sling Ray? Who wants to know? I think the guy's name was like Rico Suave or something.
Yeah, Rico Suave was big. He was 80s.
Nah, I wouldn't Rico Suave who sang that. I forget who sings it, but it's a hilarious 90s song.
Troy Aikman and Caleb Williams. I don't know. This has become a bigger story as the week's gone on. Caleb Williams, I won't play all the audio because we were running out of time, but basically he said, listen, man, I got out of practice. Troy Aikman, I tried to call him to do our pregame meeting because we're on, you know, the primetime game for Joe Buck and Troy. Troy didn't answer me, so that's why we weren't able to meet and talk about the game plan. Troy did not answer me.
Or Caleb Williams didn't show up when he was supposed to be there, and Troy left, which is actually what happened. And so we get that second side of the story that he tried to call. Troy Aikman needs to answer that phone, though. I mean, look, practices do run late and things happen, but if you're, especially in the NFL, if you're scheduled to meet with these TV guys, you got to make sure that you're meeting with those TV guys. He was late. Troy left. I don't blame him. You know, everybody's time is valuable. I tell you guys that all the time, right? My time, your time, your time. Everybody's time is valuable. And when people have time budgeted and you're supposed to be there and you don't show up, it's going to rub somebody the wrong way. I'm sure about that. So it's a fun feud to kind of watch, seeing, you know, what's going on with Troy Aikman and Caleb Williams. I didn't know I needed this one. But the other thing is, too, all these guys say they don't watch and they don't listen, yet they do watch and listen. So confusing is where I am on this one, because I see truth in both sides.
I think Troy Aikman's petty. I mean, he attacked Josh Briscoe.
Yep.
Literally. A radio host in Kansas City, because you made an out term that he had a third of Patrick Mahomes' Super Bowl rings. And it went nuts. It went everywhere. And it's Josh Briscoe, one of the nicest, funniest radio guys in the city. And Troy Aikman let that get to him. And then here's the thing.
Troy Aikman also set himself up when he said about Patrick Mahomes in the early days, talk to me when you have three rings.
Yeah.
Well, it's time to talk, you know?
Not only that, Caleb Williams is a football player first. Whether you like him, whether you do not like him, whether you think he's whatever, that's not the point here. He's a football player first. Practice ran long. He then went and tried to reach out to Troy Aikman. This is the story that we know is everything that we know. He then, after practice went long, went to the place, tried to call Troy. Troy did not answer. That's the story.
Mm-hmm.
Troy Aikman is the bad guy in the situation. And then where Troy Aikman does kind of have some good analysis in games, he let his bias bleed through in that broadcast. You cannot do that as a professional.
It's hard not to, though, especially when you're a former athlete. You know, like, that's these fine. Guys have their minds made up when they go in.
But it's the way he was talking about Caleb Williams. He can talk about, like, man, that's a really bad throw by Patrick Mahomes. It was worse than that when it came to Caleb Williams on Monday Night Football. It was. It was evidently obvious. There were memes about it on Twitter everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we now know the root of it is because he had some sort of bias of hatred towards Caleb Williams. It is what it is.
Yeah, and maybe he had a bias of Caleb Williams going in before, as Ben was telling us. Yeah. You know, people not in the media, but people in general, you have this bias whether you like Caleb Williams or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've had that already determined. When he came in the league, I wasn't a fan. When he was crying with his mom, I'm like, that's not the leader I want for my organization.
Yeah, exact opposite.
Okay, maybe that's the guy that you want for your organization, and that's why you're 2-15 and I'm 15-2. I don't know. But
they won three games in a row.
But that's personal preference. I want a guy that's leading my – I want Patrick Mahomes, and I know that I'm not going to find that guy everywhere. But I also don't want the complete antithesis of a guy who's crying in his mom's arms after they lost a game. Like, that, I'm out on that one. I need a leader to take control, to be that guy, to be that, you know, that guy that Patrick Mahomes is, that you know when things go right, when things go wrong, that's the guy. That's the guy that's going to lead us.
Was Patrick that at 21?
I think he was, probably.
I don't know if he would even say that. But I'd be curious.
But Caleb Williams still is not that guy. Like, I wouldn't follow Caleb Williams out of a burning building. He's that type of guy for me. Like, he's just not a guy that I want to get behind. It's not a guy that I like to see play football. Not a guy that I want to see play for my team. And so, but you do. So that's why it's beautiful. You've got that take. I got that take. It's fine. Everybody can have their personal preferences.
100%.
Coming up on the other side, it's a Thursday, 7:45, Smash or Pass, Hamburger Helper Edition, maybe? Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Smash.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Back again on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty with you. A beautiful sunrise in the city of Kansas City.
It's gorgeous today. Yeah, it is, man. Really beautiful out there.
It's awesome.
85 degrees today. Get ready for summer, baby.
Yeah, dude.
Gosh, is man. It really? Wow.
Yeah, 80.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think last night I saw 84 is the high today, that's 82 insane. Tomorrow, and then rain in the evening.
Ugh.
And then 61 at kickoff for Sunday. Let's go.
Let's go.
I want to smash dew on the ground.
This will be the first game that we're all at as fans. As fans. First game that we're all at together as fans.
That's right.
I think so, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. Well, did we all go to the Christmas Day game 2 years ago and not know it? No, you weren't there.
No one. Nope, I was not at
you
that.
You were not
one,
there.
No.
Okay. Uh-uh. When they lost
the Raider game, you talking about? No, I turned that one off at halftime. I'm not going to lie, that one went off at halftime. I'm like, we're done here for the day. This is not good.
Enjoy my Christmas.
two touchdowns by the Raiders in 7 seconds. I'm like, we're out. We're
going to go kid do something else. Crying his eyes out, going, "Thanks, Santa."
I mean, that sucks, man.
Yeah, I was like, man.
You remember when you guys were kids and you like? I don't know how much you guys went to games as kids, but like, I think for me, like, I never went to an NFL game. My first one was Christmas Eve. 1989 Giants and Raiders, and that was really cool. I'll never forget that.
See an LT for the first time.
Yeah, Bo Jackson I got to see. Oh, yeah. You know, wow. Dave Meggett returned a punt for a touchdown, was kind of cool and whatnot.
Sims QB?
Probably. I mean, 89, he was there. Yeah. I would imagine he probably was. Kind of the tail end of his, you know, career there. So what I'm getting at is like
Taylor Swift was born.
Yeah, right. I don't get the opportunity, or I didn't get the opportunity as kids to go to many games. Maybe I went to one or two baseball games a year, you know, as a kid. And so when you went to those games, it was devastating if they didn't win, right? Mm-hmm. It was, and I don't know if I'm speaking for you guys or not, but if you went to one or two games per year, you wanted your team to win. If they didn't win, it was devastating. And you talked about that kid. I'm like, I was that kid, though. I mean, that was me, you know? Like, I understand that, and I feel that, and I respect that, man. Like, I do. I love
what
it. It makes
did you
me
say
smile.
Was the first game?
December 24th, 1989.
December 24th. Yeah. Yep, there you go. They won that game.
Yeah.
Los Angeles Raiders. There you go. Yeah. 34-17.
Nice.
It's a big score.
And then they lost to those damn Broncos. Or no, they lost to the Rams in the playoffs.
No, it was a terrible game. Flipper Anderson threw the end zone in overtime. 13-19. I hated it. It's why to this day I will never root for the Rams. Flipper Anderson catches the touchdown, runs through the tunnel and out of the stadium. And to this day, I will never root for the Los Angeles, whatever team they are, Rams. They suck.
Otis Anderson.
I love that about
Phil
sports.
Sims was there.
Yeah, Phil was playing.
Yeah, 15 games that year. Nice.
Go, Phil.
Look at that. Jeff Hostetler there as the backup.
That's why I was like, maybe Hostetler played a little bit that day, but no, that was my first game.
What do you know about Howard Cross?
Howard Cross was a great tight end out of Notre Dame, number 87. Fire away. See how much more I know.
This is Bob's
George Adams.
George Adams, running back, number 44, maybe?
Let's go.
Yeah.
Number 27.
All right. That was Rodney Hampton later, 1990. Okay.
What do you know
Hampton
about Carl Banks?
One of the great linebackers, but dope on the air. He was complaining about the referees yesterday.
You guys learned a guy named Gary Reasons?
Gary Reasons made the greatest. Actually, in 1989, yeah. I think, in Denver. It was like 40 years ago yesterday. Gary Reasons had the greatest hit I've ever seen on a football field.
Wow.
It was
Holy
in
cow.
Snow, and the running back was going right up the middle, and Gary Reasons and him collided. Collided in midair, the Denver running back. You can look it up. It was, I think I retweeted it yesterday, actually. Weird. And it's one of the great plays of all time. My dad and I still send it to each other all the time about this Gary Reasons hit that he had in Denver. So
I can't believe you guys had Mark Ingram back.
Mark Ingram was great. That's his dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mark Ingram's dad.
DNL.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then one of the greatest names ever, Odessa Turner.
Odessa Turner. Yeah. Yes. Wide receiver. Yeah.
Going down memory lane. Yeah. But
that kid, back to that kid, like, I get it. Like, if you go to one game a year or it's your first game and the team loses, it sucks, man. Like, that's a terrible experience. And so kids around here have been, you know, pretty lucky going to games over the last 10 years in either ballpark, right? You've got teams that are winning and having fun. You don't have that devastation. So I was that kid, man. I feel for that kid.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Yes! When you hear that sounder again, you want to be caller number 7. We are in week 7 of the NFL season. Caller number 7, and you have a chance because
six or seven.
6'7"?
Yeah, you can be caller 6'7".
The schools now are banning it. I sent you the video. Schools in Philadelphia are now banning 6'7". And then Dusty last night goes, oh, God, South Park is doing a whole episode on it.
A whole episode on South Park last night was 6'7". Yeah. It was, they like kind of used the theme of The Exorcist. Because like every time Cartman heard it get used, he would just laugh so hard he would vomit. And then his mom's like, I don't know, Father. He just doesn't seem right. He's upstairs waiting for you.
It's fantastic. School, they were interviewing teachers. I sent you guys on the story about like it's just annoying the hell out of everybody right now. Even Logan was saying, he goes, sometimes he substitute teaches. He goes, I'd rather work at KMBZ and listen to the bad news of the day than hear another 6'7" comment in the middle school. So, brutal. I mean, anybody else talking about that? Or are we the only show that's talking 6'7" in the building? Right?
South Park did an episode.
It's crazy.
Yes,
it's there.
It's the biggest pop culture thing going on with the kids right now. It is. Everybody's saying it. And then when you sent the thing about South Park, I go, I knew we were doing the right thing yesterday.
Smasher Pass brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and 135th in Metcalf. Shawnee Mission Ford as well, on a mission to do more. Online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. So I asked you guys just real quick, hamburger helper to this day, smash or pass?
Nah, I'm going to pass on that one. Yeah.
Big kids eat it?
Yeah. No, it's just, you mentioned the sodium earlier in that lunch. That's for me. I'm like, it's too much. The processed food game, man, I've been trying to get out of that for the last couple of years and eat stuff that, you know, I make and it doesn't come in a box and all that kind of stuff because it's just not good for you. So I'm going to be
box.
I'll eat the hamburger, but you can, you know.
You can keep that powdered bag. You can kind of make. They have like Pinterest recipes of homemade hamburger.
Now, see, I would do something like that. Yeah,
and you'd be surprised at what the seasonings are. I mean, it's very simple.
Salt,
I don't know
pepper.
What they. I mean, it's like salt, pepper, oregano, and like something else, and like parsley. And you're like, okay,
yeah, I could do that on my own.
Or I could buy a box for $1.15 and a pound of meat for $4.99. What am I doing? That's not the price of meat anymore.
No.
You brought this to our attention. So you said smash. What about tuna helper?
No, I'm out on that.
Absolutely not, right?
Hell no.
That's like the devil's pot.
That's a thing?
No, hot tuna. What do you mean that's
a thing?
I've never heard of tuna helper.
That's the first time I cussed one of my dad.
I think tuna helper was there before hamburger helper.
I was 6 years old, poor as you know what, and my dad decided to make, as a single parent, tuna helper for me and my sister. I walked in, I went, what is that blank? 6 years old. My dad goes, that blank you won't be eating now. I was like, thank God.
Yeah.
And they both ate it, and I was just
like, did you ever eat SpaghettiOs?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh. With meatballs.
Didn't like those either.
No, it's awful.
I would put Lay's potato chips in it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude, that was nasty.
I mean, I can taste the SpaghettiO now, it tastes like vomit.
I spelled my damn name with the letters that came in it when it was the alphabet
SpaghettiOs. Oh, God.
Oh, Chef Boyardee ravioli?
No.
Chef Boyardee,
you know the story behind Chef Boyardee,
cool, whatever
right?
It is, I'm still gonna eat
No. He came to the United States years later. He would have a son named Jerry Anselmo. Jerry's a direct descendant of Chef Boyardee. No, truth.
Hello, America.
I don't believe that.
He is Chef Boyardee, and that's how you say it, because I've watched these on like Building America and stuff like that.
Hello,
you know,
America.
The food that built America. It is Chef Boyardee, and his last name was Anselmo. They're from Sicily, and he is a direct Jerry Anselmo, direct descendant of Chef Boyardee.
Sure,
cap.
you sent us this one this week, and I seemingly
No cap!
No, BS. Raising Cane's. So Bob brought this to my attention. I want to know, 913-586-7965. It's the cap thing still got you?
Still got me.
Okay. Raising Cane's has this bucket where they discard the chicken tenders that are substandard.
Right.
Maybe they're not big enough. Maybe they've got, you know, I don't know, two coming
some
out of the
breading's
same.
Breading's falling off, whatever. Right. Yeah.
And it seems really wasteful, right? Big bucket, clear bucket. It looks like a just big clear bucket full of.
It's like a 5 gallon clear bucket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's where the reject of tenders go.
Right,
chicken.
But yeah, it's chicken.
It's a 5 gallon bucket filled with unacceptable chicken tenders.
Yeah, it seems really wasteful. But if you ask them, they will give you a container full of them for free. Especially towards the end of the day.
Smash.
You're doing it.
Yes, I am.
Smash.
Wow.
I am.
The bucket's on the floor.
I understand, but there's a bottom.
You don't eat hamburger
rubber,
but you'll eat Siamese twin chicken tenders.
I would. Yeah, I would. I'd take them home for the kids. They'd love them. They think I'm the greatest ever.
Cap.
True.
Yeah. No, I would. Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I'm smashing that. It is funny, though, the sodium and hamburger helper, but give me that floor chicken.
Yeah, but it's in a bucket.
You're right. It's in the bucket.
And the sodium and the chicken.
Yeah,
it's chicken.
Air
it's
fry
chicken.
It again. Get those germs off.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can air fry it up and it'll be fine. Yeah.
Not a chance. That is.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Yes! Yes! That's right. Caller number 7. Call in, tell Mac that he's awesome, that he runs the same type of routes that Rashee Rice runs on the field, but in the parking lot, and you have got a chance at a $50 Booth Creek Wagyu gift card.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full-body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Best Steaks, now with 2 locations, 95th and All and 135th at Metcalf, also brought to you by Shawnee Mission Ford, on a mission to do more, online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. Coming up on the other side, bulletin board material or just plain dumb? 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.